said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round on the radio now.
Today FM Morning Crew.
Off air, uncut.
It is Hughesy, Ed and Aaron, a bit of a podcast special because sometimes there's just not enough hours in the week to get it all in.
Yeah, we love to hang around after the show finishes and just bang on.
Well, what I like to do at the Mo, bro, is to make sure I know all of the Masked Singer reveals.
I am a Mo, bro, aren't I?
Absolutely.
Aaron is as well. No, yeah, he's not. Come on.
One on the chin.
No, well, let's get the tweezers out.
No, I just use my nails.
Or plait it. Get another one and get a plait going with a bead at the bottom.
I need two more to get a plait. You need three.
And also live in a, what's that town next to Byron Bay? The one where they all get stoned.
Nimbin.
There'd be some facial hair plaiting going on there amongst the old stoned ladies of the area. It's a podcast, I can say that.
No, I get it. Just picturing it. Anyway, the old stoned lady is not one of the Masked Singer characters this year.
Might be, though. My kids are saying, it's so random, Dad. We're having dinner the other night. It's so random. What next? Well, they run out of characters. My daughter said, what about a bottle of tomato sauce? Why not that? And I said, that's not a bad idea.
What's wrong with that?
Do you tell Holly? Like, so because, you know, we're like,
oh,
people.
That's a good question.
Yeah, you've got to, surely no. She knows one or two of them.
No, I don't tell. No,
really?
Absolute vault. I've not told anyone anything. No, not my family.
Do you think the others have?
I hope not.
Because Danny doesn't need to tell Kylie.
She's already there.
She knows.
She's singing as a Pavlova.
She knows. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar
high. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high. Can't even look us in the eye, look at
it. No. Falls to pieces, but it could all be part of the act. It's like, I don't know. I don't know.
Let's keep going through them because Professor's been irking me. Let's hear some of the Professor. You know what? I'm not going to say it. All I'm going to do is give people something to look up.
Ooh.
The rage in Placid Lake. That's as cryptic as my clue is going to get. And you can take that any way you wish. But if you know, you know.
Can I ask a question? Do they? Because that person sings good. I'm writing it down. The rage in Placid Lake. But do they? Are they? Is that their full voices, or is there? Can they help them with some kind of? Like, are they playing other people singing
That's
under
good.
Them? Like,
yeah, so
or is
do
it
they
genuinely,
sing to them?
Yeah.
In the early rounds, definitely you get thrown because they do, there's definitely something goes on and then by later rounds, they sound sometimes completely different.
I think they sing to a backing track of themselves. Right. And you've got to remember with some people like if they can do, it's like singers. They can do versions of other people singing, if that makes sense.
So Ed,
that's Ills.
Is it someone potentially we might have had on this?
Yeah, we've already had that person on our radio show this year.
And there's another person who.
Go on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, not that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's that. And then Professor A's vampire in
here. I got vampire, yeah.
Here we go. Cop this. Oh, my God. I've got it. See, that person can sing so well, they can do a version of themselves doing a version of that song, Aaron.
Yes. So who is it?
How it really feels to be left outside alone.
Anastasia?
Oh, my love, I've been waiting for you to send a fairy tale my way.
So what are you saying? It is Anastasia?
Set me free. Let me out this misery. I started an Anastasia tribute band called Edastasia. The Gangster's Paradise. Bang. That'll do me. All right, tick that one.
Yep.
David, your thoughts?
I love the speculation is what I'll say.
God help me.
I love the speculation.
All right, baby. I haven't done much baby
Baby's
chat
weird.
Yet.
Like, it's just, it's a bit, like, you know those magazines for people that, it's just... Sorry, but it's just creepy and it's just wrong.
Wow.
What's wrong with babies?
But it's just a bit sick.
You've had one. You've got one.
Yeah, I know.
Liza will always be your baby.
There's nothing wrong with babies. I just, like a character of a baby, I just think it's like.
Oh, what? You can't have a character of a baby.
I mean, you can. You do. But I just.
It's not filling its nappy and, you know, we're not. It's just a baby, mate.
Yeah, but I just find it creepy. I think it's like
babies aren't creepy. Babies
are babies.
There's never been a bad baby.
Hang on.
You know,
and
there's never been
Chucky.
Which you technically was a doll. So yeah,
there's never been.
Fair enough too. Anyway, I can't see who else is there. Can we get Max, our producer, in, please? Let's get young Max in. Yeah,
come on in, Max.
Maxi, because I need you to have the sports bet up for me while we do this.
Here it is.
How many of them did Ursula actually know?
Correct.
Like when the head came off?
Reporting to Judy.
Mate, I can't tell you. I don't. It's hard for me to remember any of what went on. You know what I mean? It's a blur. I was.
Concussed.
It's done really quickly. And, you know, I try to do my bits. I've got a mustache. I'm in very bright suits.
So, Maxi, we've got Anastasia. So, give us one for another one of the Maxi sports bet.
Another sports bet for off Anastasia.
No, for another one of the Lightning. Who have we got for Lightning?
Well, for Lightning, let me just.
There's a bit of Lightning while we wait. If you say what you want to say and let the words fall
out, honestly, I want to see you in this. It's good music, isn't it?
God,
it's
that's
really
good song.
Feels like an actor who can sing, because a lot of actors can sing.
Yeah.
They do voice work.
Sounds very similar to an actor I have seen sing before.
Who?
Ally Simpson.
Oh,
has she been in it yet?
Cody
no.
Simpson's sister, Cody Simpson, who won it. In it every hour of the day. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Actually, I saw her in a photo with Cody a couple of nights ago on the Gold Coast. She's here. Yeah,
thank you. Lock it in. Or some people are saying Tamin Cerce. Nah, I don't think
she's
Tamin can.
She's definitely in it, Tamin. She is.
Now, she had a single at some point, did she not, Tamin Cerce? Back when you were on Home and Away and the day you signed up, they said, could you just go in the recording booth, please, and record some rubbish? What? Why? Shut up and do it. It'll go number one. And
but she was in the country. She flew in. It coincided right on. I remember the start of The Masked Singer. Filming
so,
when Hughie was here.
Make a decision. Is it Tamin Cerce or is it Ally Simpson?
It
your
both.
Final thoughts, Aaron?
I'm going to go with
both.
Tamin.
All right. Tamin. Max, Tamin or Ally?
Oh, look, I'm going to go Ally. Take it to the bank.
Ally.
Yep. Hughie.
Look, there's a reason why I'm on the show. You know?
Worth a try?
Almost.
There's a reason why I'm on the show and you guys aren't.
Worth
because
a try?
I know things that you don't know.
Oh, he's trying to tell us we're wrong.
Yeah. Oh, it could be late in the odds Katrina Roundtree.
Oh, yeah.
Can she sing?
She can wear a bikini.
That's real talk.
Yeah.
She can, can't she?
Oh, yeah.
God.
Goodness.
What?
What do
you mean?
Like,
not
what? Her in a bikini. You two frothing over her in a bikini like two sick men with issues.
Hang on. I'm not the boss of Get Away for 15 years. It wasn't my job to say,
also,
righto, Jules Lund, you're going to Budapest in winter. And for you, Katrina, oh my God, it's Fiji again.
You know what? On the subject of Katrina Roundtree,
yes,
she's more than just a, you know, someone who looks good in a bikini. I once did the celebrity. Remember when the Australian Grand Prix used to have the celebrity race?
Yeah.
I did. I was. My first taste of celebrity was being in the celebrity race.
Who won the year that you were there? Because it was a Mazdas at that point. Because remember, they stopped it because too many people were totaling Mazda 3s.
There was a lot of crashes the year I was in it. But I was a safe driver.
Yeah.
I was a safe driver who didn't think I had the I hadn't earned the right to crash my car.
So come on, who won your year? Because I know my friend Rob Sitch won 1 year, but who won your year?
Oh, I can't remember, but I know Katrina Roundtree was in it. And I know how fast Katrina Roundtree was. At the time, my girlfriend who... We've done breakups, and my girlfriend at the time told me I was a terrible driver and I would go badly in the race, which is really, it was a negative thing to say.
That's not nice.
Yeah.
But she was right. I went badly to the point that I was second or third last. I'd passed three people on my way to, I thought, respectable place in the, you know, in the final standings. On the final corner, I hit the grass, and everyone I'd passed went past me, and it was humiliating. But Katrina Roundtree was so far in front of me, she had basically a head-on collision with a... She basically totaled her car but still was able to nurse at home after getting back on the track and still beat me.
Can I say something? Did she wrap it Round a tree.
No, goodness no. They weren't near there.
I'm here.
Oh, round tree, round tree.
All I'm hearing is that she was lightning fast.
Oh, that's good. See, it's Max. Max, I'm going to leave. Max, you can.
No, he can take over. Do my job. Can we? Do we need to cut that round tree bit out of the podcast?
The round tree about the round what?
No, it was a rubbish pun. But
yeah, we didn't. Well,
but it's not offensive, is it? Like,
well, why? Unless she's had a massive car crash, we'll Google it. But if she hasn't had a massive car crash, I think we can leave it in.
Well, I
mean, I'm offended. I didn't even know what the joke was. I had no idea why she said that. Why did you say wrap it around a tree?
Her name is round.
No, I get it now, but it took me a while. I was Joe Biden over here for a minute.